Well, I've been investigating this crime for a number of years now, you know, since about 2016, this genocidal agenda, UN Resilient Cities agenda, and obviously the connections with the CCP, obviously people in government, you know, the likes of Neil Ferguson, who fabricated quite a bit of evidence and basically lied to ministers. Now, I'm not saying that they're not complicit, because obviously they are, but they have to rely on these, what were called so-called scientists, not scientists at all, basically just basically agents of a foreign state. Imperial College London, where all this false data came from in the first instance, was were acting on behalf of the CCP. So let's go up to vaccines and let's talk about coercion, because these are really important topics we need to start talking about, because not vaccines are bioweapons. These are biological weapon systems developed in laboratories. Now, that, what they're doing at the minute, right, we've got the mainstream media basically trying to commit genocide on the people. What I want people to realise, we live in this country and we can take action against criminals and indictable crimes. Genocide is an indictable crime. These are attacking the people, the whole fabrication, the fake mainstream media. So what I'm saying to people is they need to really do need to start getting that together, because this isn't going to go down very well. We've investigated the crime enough to realise what's going on, and we do have all of the documentary evidence and the prima facie evidence that this is a genocidal agenda run by China and people within the establishment, the British establishment, to kill off large proportions of the population due to the fact that they've been caught out messing around with a lot of children. They don't want people to find out. So they're going to need to try and reduce the number significantly so that they can manage that number, because too many people, when they find out what they've really been up to with the children. So anyway, let's just move on. The bioweapon, right, they're telling people you need to get this vaccine, otherwise you're going to go to prison. You're already in prison. I'm already in prison in your home until you get it. Now, they'll already tell you that this bioweapon won't stop the transmission. It also won't stop you getting it. So you've still got to carry on with the masquerade, the mask, the devil's crack. All right, so you've still got to carry on with Satan's work. You've still got to be locked up. You still can't meet people and all the rest, because that's, you know, the lockdown's just going to keep on going. As we saw in the, you know, in Zanzibar, where they just haven't bothered and they haven't got it. You know, they haven't bothered and haven't got it. We've bothered and we've got it. So the lockdowns don't work. We know that. In fact, what's happening? More people are dying from the lockdown than what would ever die from this flu season. Yeah. Oh, by the way, as flu's disappeared as well. But I suggest that everybody that watches this knows that. Right. Now, so they're already locking everybody up, and then breach of the law. And we've already found out that the PCR test is near 100% false. So they've got a false test, right, which was orchestrated by the CCP. So the whole thing in Wuhan was basically a contaminated vaccines and a 5G weapon that was shooting at people. That's what you saw in the streets, where people were walking along and then collapsing or being shot with a DEW. Yeah. And I was being able to connect to that due to the fact that they had the contaminated nanoparticulates in the vaccine. Yeah. So going back to what's really going on, these bioweapons obviously are uninsurable for a reason, because they're going to kill you. So they've already seen massive increases in people getting sick. They've just given a load of people in a nursing home in America the vaccination, and there's 24 dead, and there's the rest is, so they've got, and they blame it on the virus. They're going to blame, look, the vaccine's part of a bioweapons program. The virus is just a cover for the kill. It's a cover for the 5G weapon, because they're interconnected. See, the contaminated tungsten in a microwave radiation field, that's the activator. That activates a number of pathogens, but also increases the radiation impact from the nanoparticulates inside the body. Really important. Now, they're rolling out the big guns. So you've got Attenborough, the Queen, they're all coming out there now. They're all getting it to try and suck in the dummies. But you've got to remember who owns the patent. Purbright, which obviously the Crown has the Corona, should I say. The Corona has the golden share in Purbright. That's the base patent that's been used in all these vaccines with Bill Gates, by the way. Very pally with Billy Good Gates. And that is Purbright's based at Porton Down. you know what Porton Down is. It's a weapons bayou, of weapons facility. So let's try and work out what's going on, people. So anyway, you've got Neil Ferguson at the Sage, basically Sage psychological warfare. That's what they've waged on the people to get them to believe this bullshit. And unfortunately, people are dumb enough to go along with it. Yes, but let's the interesting thing. You've got three individuals who are pushing this, majorly pushing it. You've got Ted Ross, you've got Gates, and you've got Blair. Now, one of the things that they've all got in common is they're all wanted for genocide and war crimes. You know what I mean? Crimes against humanity. Are you waking up now? Has anybody woke anybody up? Can you just, you know, just get it in your heads? These people are not to be trusted. You can't trust them. So why are you taking any notice of them? And I mean that Attenborough, why is he taking it? I hope he hasn't been off there down in Africa messing about with the monkeys, have you? Have you messing about with the monkeys? And that's why you need to get a monkey's vaccination. Hey, I'll tell you what, you couldn't make this stuff up. Anyway, we've investigated the crime. We've got the prima facie evidence. That's what it is. It's genocide. And they're coming for you, your kids and everything. Just stop doing as you're told. Honestly, the police are breaching the primary legislation and their oath of office to uphold human rights. That means you can speak and you can go out and you can walk around. Nothing can take that away from you. They kind of just, Johnson and his satanic cabal kind of just take these things off you. You're letting them take them off you. Why? Come on, you need to stand up. People need to stand up, rise up and start working out what's going on. Because this, we've got all the evidence there. Anyway, I think that's enough for today. We've covered enough. Just keep on getting the message out. Keep spreading the word. Keep spreading the word. We're doing our best. Also, we have a document. You can get it at the Save Us Now. If you send info at, it's basically a liability document for anybody who tries to coerce you to get the vaccine. That's going to be really important going forward. All right. So get that document, info at saveusnow.org.uk. And be party to the resistance, because we are resisting this crime.